Welcome back to Barely Serious. You're about to listen to episode 230, but before we get into the podcast, tonight, LaCave, you are listening to this. It is too late. You missed a fire-ass show, or you can listen to the next episode in here if it sucked shit, but it's going to be a fire-ass show, and you missed it, so shame on you. I was headlining in Orange County tonight on Leap Day. Oh, it's Leap Day. It is Leap Day today, and you missed it. Make sure you like, rate, review the podcast, and enjoy this episode. Have a great time. Welcome back to Barely Serious. This is episode 230. I'm recording this in Fountain Valley, California at Silky Sullivan's with Marissa Castro.
Whoop whoop!
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude?
Keep the microphone a little bit closer to your mouth. There we go. It's amazing that we're here right now because the first episode that we recorded did great. And then we recorded another one with Amy, who's busy.
Always and, busy.
And that one can't come out because we got wasted. What we did was we took a shot every time we name dropped someone. And then we name dropped like 30 people. And by the end of it, we were like, yeah, you remember fucking Maddie? What a fat bitch. She's huge now. Be like, what a fall off. And then we just started shitting on all these people we went to school with, like total assholes. And I listened back to it. It was like 2 hours long. I listened back to it. I was like, you know what? Maybe I could edit some of this out and save it. And then like the first 30 minutes were great. And then like after that, we were just pieces of shit.
We got too wasted way too quick.
And I was like, this can't come out. We look like complete assholes. Well, it wasn't that. It was it was mainly the part where we ranked the top three hottest chicks we went to school with, and then the top three chicks that were hot that fell off.
Well, you ranked them, and we just sat there and listened.
Yeah, but you agreed with some of them. Like, do you remember?
We can't start off this early.
I know. But we're at Silky Sullivan's, which to this day I name as my favorite bar, even though, I mean, This place kind of sucks.
It's your local pub. You got to support them. And I'm pretty sure it's the only pub in Fountain Valley.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know shit. We tried to go to Flame Broiler. We pulled into the parking lot. It was gone.
Yeah.
Supermex is gone. It's like, dude, what are they going to get rid of next? The hospital?
They're actually trying to get rid of Silky's and make it a high-rise apartment complex.
How do you know that?
They post it all the time.
Who, Silky's does?
Silky's and Fountain Valley Forum, because I still live in Fountain Valley and I keep up with the times.
And why don't you grow up, move away. You move away, grow up. Well, Silky's is legendary because they were open during COVID.
Yeah.
And I used to never drink here, and then it was like the only bar that was open. So we used to come here and like it was like a speakeasy almost. It was like hush hush, nobody's here. But they're across the street from a fucking
police station.
And I remember asking the owner one time, 'cause remember he was like buying us shots and shit?
Yeah.
And then or not buying us shots.
That's when we got the free shirts.
He was just giving us shots. He doesn't have to buy shit. And I was like, aren't you worried about the cops? And he's like, where do you think they come and drink?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. He's like, where do you think they come when they're off?
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. And when they're on.
Yeah.
You think the Fountain Valley police do shit?
No.
There's no way. Besides, There's no homeless people to harass.
I'm pretty sure they're all volunteer cops.
Really?
Yeah.
You got wooden guns?
They probably are the people that actually hire the Down syndrome people. Have you seen that?
No.
Texas is actually the first state to hire somebody with Down syndrome to be a police officer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that could only go good. Well, at least they don't see color.
What do you mean?
Aren't they colorblind?
What?
Isn't that like part of their condition?
How do you know that?
You told me yourself, Marissa Castro.
No, we're looking it up.
No, they could definitely see color, bro. I'm kidding. Are you kidding me?
I'm like, there's no fucking way. Something with the extra chromosome, it just fucks up with their vision. All right, cool.
Dude. You know what's weird? Well, who just died that we went to school with? Somebody just died.
Yeah, somebody committed suicide.
Who is that again?
Evan.
Yeah. I don't remember him, though.
He was a wrestler, and that's all I really knew about him. I didn't know him personally. But I had friends that were wrestlers, and I knew he was part of wrestling.
Man, I'm surprised more people we went to school with haven't died.
I'm glad they haven't.
I'm not saying I'm not glad. I'm saying I'm surprised. There's like only two people we know have died that we went to school with. Like, well, I mean, I'm sure there's people that we went to school with that died that like nobody even knows like, who they are at all.
I mean, we're only 26 years old.
I'm 27.
Still, that's pretty young to die.
Yeah, but I know. But we went to school with like 4,000 people.
So you would consider, I feel like there is people that have died, but we just didn't know them.
Yeah. Well, remember when that Asian kid got killed because they he got blown away on like a drive-by shooting on his...
Blown away?
Yeah, the Asian fool who got smoked in Westminster on his mom's porch because they thought he was some other Asian guy.
What?
He was like the Asian mafia like smoked this guy on his mom's porch because they thought he was like part some other Asian guy, but they were looking for the wrong Andy Nguyen. They got the wrong Andy Nguyen.
Even Asians are racist.
I know. They'll just start shooting and be like, yeah, fuck it. He's probably wanted by someone.
I don't think I saw that. That's crazy.
This was like right after we graduated.
I thought you were talking about the Asian guy that got hit on his bike. He was like younger than us, but our school made it a big ass deal.
Sean Severson?
Yeah.
Was he Asian?
I think
Dude, you're right.
Asian.
They are volunteer cops.
See?
The RSVP, that's like the senior.
There was an accident outside my house right here, and they were all surrounding the car, just wearing high, like, whatever those fucking high visibility vests, just standing there in the middle of the street. I was like, we're going to get another accident? What's going on here?
So here's the thing.
The person out of the car.
Speaking of people dying, I did save. I have the file from the episode. It was supposed to be episode 211. We recorded it last time I was out here, and I still have the file in case you or Amy die. And I'm like, I'm gonna release this posthumously.
No, you can't.
Because I just want people to be like, oh man, R.I.P. Marissa. She was so great. And I'm like, listen to this.
Listen to this.
Oh.
She was a piece of shit.
Yeah. Maddie, you thought she liked you, huh? Well, she thinks you have stretch marks.
This guy.
I think the main person we talked about throughout the entire episode was Paige Pendleton.
Yeah.
I was just talking about how much I want to like live in her asshole.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I would sign a lease.
Inappropriate.
I would sign a lease to live in her asshole. I tell her this stuff all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
We're like good friends now.
You have no shame.
We're like good friends now. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
It started by me like responding to her stories being like shit in my mouth. I would live in your ass.
That's
and stuff
disgusting.
Like that. And then every time she would just respond, ha 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 ha. And then we just started talking. And she's like, wow, you're like actually hilarious. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of my thing.
That's crazy that you could just be like, yeah, let me live in your asshole. And then all of a sudden.
I think that's why. I mean, you can only say that to certain types of people. And she's one of those types of people that sees it as like a full compliment and thinks it's hilarious. Because then I've also said it to some people and then just like their pages just disappear.
They just block you.
Yeah, that's happened before. Well, here's a good one. This chick. Hey, because when you get blocked on Facebook, it still pops up. So this chick, I don't know who she is or anything, but we were friends on Facebook. And then she posted something. Look, she's pretty cute. She's pretty fucking cute.
She's probably like one of your Tinder bitches.
I don't add them off. She lives in like New York, and I had a few mutuals, so she's like comedy related somehow. And so then I messaged her because she posted like a fire photo, and I was like, yo, who the fuck is this? And then I clicked on it, and she was like a real person, and we were like friends, and I was like, whoa, I don't remember this bitch at all. And so I messaged her. I said, how do we know each other? Ha ha ha. And she saw it and didn't respond. And so then I responded that night at midnight, wasted. and I said, RIP our marriage. And then now at the bottom it says, this person is unavailable on Messenger. Just gone. And I didn't even say anything crazy.
She probably has a boyfriend, and her boyfriend has the account.
No. What? Do you have your girlfriend's account? Nobody does that. Yeah, nobody does that.
There's some crazy bitches out there.
Her Facebook? You think she's cheating on you through Facebook?
Probably.
Nobody has Facebook anymore.
I've seen marriages.
Unless she's cheating on her or cheating on her boyfriend with my fucking grandma.
Nobody's your grandma would be the one. Your grandma would be the one to cheat on.
My grandma rips. My grandma rips.
Your grandma, is she coming tonight?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Whack.
I haven't seen my grandma in like 2.5 years.
I'll go pick her up.
In Victorville?
Yeah.
Were you there today?
I'll send it right now.
You should have. She has a car, asshole.
She cusses like a fucking sailor, I hope she drives.
Yeah, my grandma rules. Well, she showed up to the Irvine Improv when I did the Irvine Improv. She showed up to Gallagher's, my first book show ever. My grandma was there, and it was so funny because it's also so weird performing for people that are like it's one of those things where it's like if I could choose to have you and Amy at the show or like a bunch of people that have never seen me before, stay home. like I get anxiety because I'm like, oh shit, like they've seen these jokes before. And I think about it. Like I've been thinking about it this whole week. I'm like, shit, they've seen these jokes before. And so I'm like, I gotta do, because I have like five new minutes of material that I'm gonna do tonight. Five new minutes that work, but it's not like in a row. So like there's a new joke, like, you know, in the beginning, and then there'll be a new joke towards the middle, and then like three in a row towards the end, and then end on a new one. But like, you know, there's 90% of stuff that you guys have seen before. And it's one of those things where it's like writing jokes and performing jokes is so hard that it's like, I can't just not perform the greatest hits. You know, I'm doing an hour. You think I'm just going to go up there and wing it? What do you guys want to talk about? You know, like the weather.
Your shirt's gay.
Yeah. All right, cool. 56 more minutes. But tonight I rearranged my set list. I'm going to start with two new jokes.
Nice.
Right out of the gate about... Yeah. Jokes that I wrote about moving away. And then I have a joke about, you know, then I'm going to go into like the stuff about my grandparents, and then I'm going to do the stuff about my mom, and then go, and then I have like topical stuff that I'm going to go into. And then, yeah, so I'm arranging it to where people have seen me before. It like, it'll almost seem fresh.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, unless the two jokes up front just don't work. And then
and
I'm like,
fuck.
All right, let's do these old jokes, huh? Yeah, I'm going to do the would you rather joke that's like on Instagram now. So it's like people that have never seen me before, they've seen it. And it's like, ah, shit. And then it's like, ah, you guys know the ending to this one, but I'm going to do it anyway because I already have your money. Like, watch you do
you
nothing.
You paid to be here.
Yeah, watch you do nothing. Speaking of watch you do nothing, ran into Nate Diaz.
Oh, my gosh.
Last
here we
night
go.
At Goat Hill. And I was literally talking to my buddy. I was like, dude. Because I got a picture with him, and we were hanging out. Because he challenged me to a rap battle. Me and Joseph, we were walking by, and he was just drinking in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was with, like, 12 big guys. And then he was like, hey, man.
His bodyguards?
I don't even think he needs bodyguards. I think they were just his friends.
Oh.
They were low-key loud. Like, they were just his friends. They were all just, like, probably wasted. Because it was like, 1 in the morning by now. Mm-hmm. And they've probably been drinking all day. He was drinking a White Claw. I was like, dude, come on, man. You need a tampon.
That's all he can afford, bro.
That is a millionaire. But we walked by and I saw it was Nate Diaz, and I just kept walking because he's cool, but like he's not like cool enough for me. Like I don't get starstruck, and so like I don't care if it was like McGregor, I'd be like, yo, you know. But like, it's
what
Nate
are you
Diaz.
Doing at Goat Hill?
I know. Even Nate Diaz is like, what are you doing at Goat Hill? Yeah. Anybody, it's what are you doing at Goat? Why was I at Goat Hill, bro?
Yeah,
I'm too famous to be at Goat Hill, bro.
True.
It's like, but he was like, hey, man. You want a rap battle, man?
You do his voice so good. Why does he talk like that?
I don't know. He's been hitting the head a lot. But he was cool, and I turned around, and I was like, yo, Nate, what's up? And he's like, hey, what's up, man? And then I walk over, and we dap him up, and we're standing there, and we're talking to him for a little bit. And he's like, where the bitches at, bro? We're like, dude, they're definitely not at Goat Hill. It was all men in there. There was actually one chick in there that was playing pool that was pretty hot. But
she's probably gay.
But she was only hot. Probably. She was only hot because she wasn't wearing a bra, and I was horny. And I was like, oh, dude, she fucking wants me, bro. She saw me, went to her car, and took her bra off. She wants me. But reality, she was just like there with her like stoner boyfriend. It's so weird. Like, you got to come visit Austin. Because it's like the people here in Orange County are so, there's no Asians in Austin, like at all.
Really?
Period. Yeah. So then me and my mom, we went to, I took her to lunch yesterday at Bella Terra.
Yeah.
And I was walking around, everybody was Asian. And it was like, not that there's anything wrong with
were
that.
Were you at Kabuki?
I was at Kabuki. but even in the parking structure, all right?
Kabuki is a Japanese restaurant for the people listening that doesn't know.
For white people. Everybody there that works there is white, and everybody there is white except for all the Asians that were there. But it was one of those things where I just don't notice, and then it was like my eyes zoomed out, and everybody was Asian. I was like, yo, what? Like, I totally forgot that Orange County is like 80% Asians.
Yeah, we're foreign here.
It's crazy.
We're foreign.
And then. Well, because I try and tell people, you know, I went to Fountain Valley High School, and I'm like, yeah, it's like 90% Asian. It's like most of the people that I know that went on to go to good schools that are white only got in because Like, the Fountain Valley GPA was, like, what, 3.6?
No, it was higher.
Yeah, it was, like, 3.8.
Yeah.
Like, the average GPA. And it's funny because it's, like, it was funny because, like, I don't know. Fountain Valley didn't really matter.
It didn't. We were, like, the middle child of the schools.
Talking to the microphone.
We were, like, the middle child of the schools.
Yeah. Because, dude, I was talking to fucking... Well, I don't want to say who I was talking to. Paige Pendleton.
It's always Paige.
I was saying, this is where I got my insider information from, was Paige. But basically, I found out that, like, because, like, in high school, like, I wasn't really, like, banging anybody. Like, I had a girlfriend and we'd fuck. But, like, other than that, like, I wasn't going to any parties. I wasn't, like, doing anything like that. Yeah. I didn't know that, like, all the girls that I would, like, jerk off to, like, you know, in high school, they would go to, like, Edison or Huntington Beach and, like, fuck those guys. Like, no girls were, like, banging guys from Fountain Valley High School. They would go to, like, Huntington Beach High School and fuck those guys. And I had no idea.
You know.
She was telling me, she's like, yeah, I've never, like, fucked anybody from Fountain Valley High School. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I would just go fuck people from Edison. And I was like, what? What? You traitor. And then you would go to the basketball games and cheer for, I don't know.
Our team,
yeah. Go them. And then you would just go play for the other team. You son of a bitch. How dirty. It's just like. Yeah, but then it's like, who would you bang at Fountain Valley High School, you know? Me? No.
No. Yeah. No.
Not back then, anyway. You would now.
Not with your horse hair.
Not back then. Yeah. Yeah, I had no drip back then.
Yeah, zero drip. You thought you had all the drip.
I did not.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You were a cocky little sucker.
No, cocky at running. I wasn't walking around like, yeah, man, I just... Come give me head. I'll be in the bathroom. Like, that's having drip. Like, dude, also, like, the kids now are fucking... There's this bar in Austin called Hole in the Wall that's right by my new apartment downtown. And it's right... It's a campus bar.
Uh-huh.
And so... But it's actually pretty dope. You walk in there, and there's, like, a main bar where, like, all the old people drink. And then there's, like, a small little hallway. It takes you down into this, like, music venue. Like, this old school...
Like a little speakeasy door?
No, it's a little hallway by the bathrooms. But then it's in this big-ass room that's a venue. It's, like, with a big-ass stage. It's, like, you know, like, an area. It's, like, a dope... It's, like a mini... It's, like, if the observatory got cancer and, like...
What?
If the observatory in Orange County got cancer and then, like, moved away and everybody forgot about it, like I'm pretty sure the speakers in there don't work. Like,
what? Like,
I don't know. It's the observatory with AIDS. That's what? The observatory Orange County with AIDS. But it looked dope. And then, me and my buddy walk in there and I'm like, yo, everybody in here looks 10 years old. And it turns out everybody that was in there and everybody's drinking water cups. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? It turns out they had like some high school battle of the bands.
What the fuck?
There.
And you walked into the battle of the bands.
No, it was over.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Over. It already ended. And so we're walking through. And so like there's still a bunch of kids left. And I was like, you know, what the fuck? And I was like, yo, I don't know. And I was like, yo, these fake IDs must be getting crazy now. Because there's like 15-year-olds at this bar. And then me and my buddy, we looked at each other and we're like, we got to get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, this is not a good look. Like, I don't want to be like seen in the background of some chick's Instagram post. And it's like, hashtag graduating 2028. It's like, it's like, yo, what the fuck? And they're like, is that Galen Nash in the background? And then I talked to the bouncer. I was like, yo, what the fuck's going on here? And he's like, oh, they have the high school battle of the bands. And he's like, we're kicking them all out at 9. And I was like, all right, cool. And I looked at my time. At the time, it was like 8:50. And so then I just went and sat with all the old people in the other room. And then I was like, these people are like too old. And I was like, and so we just left and we went downtown. And I was like, because I was like, I need to find like a local bar.
Yeah.
Like that's right next to my house or like my apartment that I can just walk to, grab a beer, chill. Yeah. And then I walk in, everybody's 10. I was like, yo, this is not the fucking move. And I'll let you know, the chicks were ugly.
Don't lie. You told your friend, let's go to the bar down the street, and you circled back.
It was my I know, I was like, hey, we need to get out of here. All right. Everybody heard that. We could stay.
Don't post me.
Yeah, I know. I'm not here. Let me get my sunglasses from the car. Well, the best one is that me and my buddy ended up at this, like, pedophile bar in Pennsylvania.
What the hell?
After the show, this guy was hanging out and we were like, hey man, like this isn't really the spot. Where should we go? Like where's the after hours spot?
Yeah.
And the guy was like, well, if you want to fuck an underage girl, you should go to Sawyer's.
Oh my God.
And then it was me and Mike eating.
Yeah.
And we both looked at each other and then looked back at the guy because we thought he was kidding and he was just dead serious. And we were like, oh, all right, man. Well, I don't think I don't think we're going to do that, but thanks for the advice on what where not to go. And then, of course, we ended up at Sawyer's. But it was only because we went downtown. This is in Harrisburg. We went downtown, which is the capital of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And we go downtown, and there's this guy or this girl, this beautiful girl. She was sexy as fuck. She was like 25-ish. She asked us for a cigarette. And huh. I was like, oh, I don't have a cigarette. No, she asked us for a lighter. And I was okay. like, I don't have a lighter. And then Mike was like, I got one. So she's lighting up her cigarette. And I was like, hey, man, like, where should we go? Like, where are you going? If I was like, if I was trying to fuck you, where would I go? And she goes, well, I'm going to Sawyer's. It's the only bar that's popping in town. And I was like, well, why the fuck didn't that guy say that? Why didn't he say that part? He wanted. And so then, of course, we go to Sawyer's, pay a $10 cover fee. They check our ID. We go in there, and everybody there was 17.
Oh, my God.
They all had, like, fake IDs.
So
like,
that 25-year-old was not 25.
No, she was definitely older. And, like, I could tell because, like, she had, like, I cut her hand off and there was rings like a tree. I counted 25 rings. No, she was definitely older. No, everybody there wasn't 17, but they definitely weren't 21.
Yeah.
And then me and Mike were like, all right. And so they stamped our hand when we got in there. And we still had two more shows the next night.
Yeah.
And so, like, the next day we woke up, like, with, like, stamps on our hand. And we went to Philadelphia to go get cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
And we took a photograph. We took a picture in front of the Liberty Bell. And okay. I zoomed in on it. And I saw the stamp. And I looked down. The stamp was still on my hand. I was like, yo, we got to wash these off because... These people at the show are going to be like, yo, they went to the pedophile bar. Yeah. Fuck these guys. Boo. Boo.
Or they're going to be like, bust out their shotguns. You're done.
They had security, but yeah, they definitely would have been waiting for us in the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, and then, but at this, at least at this pedo bar in Austin, there's fucking, the beers were only $3. I got a tall draft for $3.
That's cheap.
I was like, look, I'm either... broke and a good person and I don't drink here, or I could keep my money and just look away. Now I'm probably not going to go back there. So now that I'm back here, Flame Broiler gone.
Yeah.
Supermax gone. And that's just that one little shopping center. What's the bar scene like now here? Have you been going out drinking or anything? Or
not really. I mean, I come to Soakie's because it's walking distance from my house. That made me just sound like a real alcoholic right there.
No, I think it makes you sound like a smart person.
There you go. Don't drink and drive, folks.
Don't drink and drive like us right now.
No, dude, but they finished construction.
Allegedly.
That's new.
What?
They finally finished like almost all the on-ramps and... All of the hills, so Fountain Valley is back to being its normal flow.
Does anybody even use the express lane?
Yeah.
Really?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you?
People got money here. No, yeah. I don't, because I don't need to spend $5 to go 1 mile. I can sit in traffic. I got time.
Here's the thing. I don't even, like, hate traffic. It's kind of like where I think.
You don't live here anymore. That's why.
I know, but when I did live here, there's some traffic in Austin a little bit. There's a million people live there now. Austin just moved into the, there's like top 10. It just got pushed into the top 10 in population.
Well, don't you guys have to pay like toll on all of your, there are highways there, right? You pay.
No, there's the 35 you don't have to pay, but if you take like the 1, you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad, but I mean, I owe like $150 in tolls. I've never paid. I'm not paying
that. It doesn't charge you?
No, it does charge me, but I'm not paying it.
What do you mean? It's not like on an automatic card that it gets charged?
No, they just mail me, because you could pay by mail, so they just mail it to me, and they're like, hey, you're late, extra $15. And then, you know, a month later, hey, you're late, an extra
$15. You're about to get arrested again.
You're not going to get arrested for tolls.
You got arrested for not paying your insurance.
Well, I got arrested because I was going 30 miles an hour over the speed limit in Florida with no insurance and no registration.
Well, there you go. So you get pulled over once, they're going to be like, pay your tags or we're taking you to jail.
It's not my tags. It's tolls. It's fake. It's
or whatever
it's fucking called. It's like a civil thing. It's like a civil. They can't arrest me over tolls. It's a civil matter.
So they could take you to court and charge you more.
Yeah, but then I could also just not show up to that either.
They're going to find you.
Find me fucking balls deep in some bitch. I got to arrest me, bro. Over that. I do have to pay it. I think I'm getting a nice check on the 4th, and I think I'm going to pay it.
Yeah, you
no,
should.
No, I'm not. Fuck off, bro. I'm not paying tolls until I have to.
I think until you should.
I go to, if I like go to renew my registration and they're like, hey, you owe us like $300, then I'll do it.
It's going
to
be like way more money than that. If
you're already at 150. No, because right now it's 180. It's like 180 right now.
Yeah, it's only going to go up. When do you pay for your registration?
My registration expires in April.
Oh, okay.
So I have like a month and a half to just let it rack up. And then I'll literally be like, I'm literally just going to show up and be like, hey, you guys are mailing this to the wrong address. I live at 601 blank, blank, blank.
Yeah.
I don't live at 12130 anymore.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I never got these. I'm not paying this. I'll pay you what I owe you. I'm not paying the late fees. You guys could suck my shaft and see if it goes over well.
Dude, what if she's like, all right, unzip your pants?
I would let her suck my dick. I would let anybody
like
suck
right
my
there.
Dick.
Right there in the DMV office.
I don't give a fuck. They don't have DMVs in Texas. They have public safety departments. And so her giving me head sounds like public safety to me. I need to get this nut off before I come back in here and blow everyone away.
Oh, shit.
Smoke y'all right where you stand.
She'd be like, yep.
I'd be
call
so
the cops.
Pissed. I'd be so pissed if I died at the DMV. Can you imagine waiting there for an hour? You're like, you don't even want to be there. And then you're like, man, fucking kill me. And then some guy walks in just like, yeah, just unloads. I'd be pissed.
I'm surprised that actually hasn't happened. The amount of people that leave there like with road rage or
the DMV,
just angry at the DMV. Like, why are people blowing up schools? What did the kids do to you?
I want to make a, I want to,
you know what I mean?
I want to do like a fake driving test, like a hidden camera thing. Because you use your own car. I want to do like a fake driving test where I'm just like cracking open a beer. like after I've
but
already
like apple cider or something.
No, like actually drink and drive.
Oh,
like,
shit.
What is this bitch going to do from the DMV? Arrest me? No.
She could probably call the cops.
Well, you can't prove it.
I mean, they can with the beer in your freaking lap.
Huh?
Like if you had the beer.
No. So here's what's the good thing about it is this guy, I think he was in Texas. This guy was getting pulled over. He was drinking and driving.
Uh-huh.
And he, second he got pulled over, he turned his car off. He pulled into a parking lot, turned his car off, tossed the keys out, and then just started chugging a bottle of vodka. And he couldn't get charged with a DUI because he wasn't driving when he was drinking, and they couldn't prove that he was drinking before he got in his car.
Oh, so he started chugging the vodka in front of the cop?
Yes. Yeah. So, like, when the cop was walking up, so like he turned his car off, tossed his keys, and just started chugging the bottle of vodka while the cop was walking up. And they couldn't prove that he was already drunk before because all of the field sobriety tests, he would fail because he had just fucking drank all that. And they couldn't prove that he was already drinking, so they couldn't charge him with DUI.
What?
Yeah. Nice
the
little
IQ
loophole.
IQ on this guy.
The nice little loophole. I know.
That's drunk IQ. That, you know, that's some hillbilly shit.
Yeah, this'll work.
This'll work.
And then
not
it did.
In California.
And then it did.
That would not work in California.
Why not, though?
Because they'd
they
be
still
like, you're
can't
in
prove
the
it.
You're in the driver's seat.
The car was off. The keys were gone.
It doesn't matter. They'll be like, the car's hot.
No. As long as your keys aren't. So, like, when I, dude, when me and Jordan were down in Back Bay and we were smoking weed, the only reason we didn't get charged with anything is because my car was off.
Oh.
My car was off. That was the best part is they thought we were like gang members.
Oh.
Because they thought we were down there like dealing drugs, and we were just sitting in my car smoking weed out of my little piece.
Jordan Franklin?
What? Werman.
Oh.
Jordan Werman.
Yeah, I know which one Jordan is.
The brother
about.
Of that server,
yeah.
The Norm server.
Yeah.
Zach.
Zach, yeah.
We were down there smoking. This was after I did the Brea Improv.
Oh, okay.
It was that night. This was October 30th, 2019.
I remember that.
October 30th, 2019. And I only knew that that's the day because it was that one of my anniversaries of doing stand-up.
Oh, okay.
And I was doing the improv on my anniversary. And so, like, to me, that meant something.
Yeah.
We were down at Back Bay smoking weed at, like, 2 in the morning. My car was off. And we were just talking about, like, girls.
Of course.
We were like, yeah, that chick's hot. And we were just like swiping on Tinder, hanging out, just talking about like just dumb shit like women and stuff. And then, and you know, dumb shit like women. Or women more like they're dumb shit. And we were fucking just talking about that. And the cops were like, our windows were down because we were smoking weed.
Yeah.
And they were just standing there listening to us for like 5 minutes and like realized.
You didn't even see them?
No. No, because they were, like, standing in my blind spot. They were, like, standing, like, by the passenger
door. Oh, they knew exactly,
door.
Like, where to stand.
Without getting seen. And they were just listening to us. And they were probably like, these stupid motherfuckers. So I was like, yeah, dude, Paige has nice tits, right? Yeah, man. And then I would, like show him, like, some chick off Instagram. Be like, man, if I fucked that girl, you'd never see me again. And, like, just stuff like that. And, you know, or I would live in her asshole. And, like, these cops are just, like, listening to that. And so then, you know, they pop up. And they're like, right when I was about to rip it again.
Oh, shit.
And so then I literally have the piece in my mouth and the lighter, like, lit. Hey, what are you doing? And I was like, it looks like I'm smoking weed. And then they're like, yeah, why? And I was like, because I like it. But the car was off. So they took us out of the car. And they were like, can we search your car? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, what are we going to find? And I was like, dude, I don't clean my car. you can find anything in there, bro. And I was like, if you find my headphones, let me know. Because I haven't seen them motherfuckers in months. That's what you could find for me if you want. And then, yeah, they're like, are we going to find anything that could hurt us? And at the time, that's when I had all my uncle's swords.
Oh, my gosh.
I had all my uncle's swords in the trunk and, like, a bag of knives. I was like, well, I don't think it's illegal, but I have, like, swords. And they started laughing, and they're like, and I'm like, no, like, really? And I was like, I have swords in the trunk.
You're like, look, my uncle just died. I inherited these.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. But, yeah, they didn't, like, you know, they didn't find anything because I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And they were looking, you know, for, like, coke. Or, like, you know, like, meth. Because they thought we were, like, selling drugs. Like, they thought we were sitting there waiting for people to show up and buy. But really, we were just there because, like, I like Back Bay. I think it's pretty.
You give off the gang member vibe.
Yeah. Well, they're not sure. They just see some fucking Corolla with a cracked up bumper.
Held together by the zip ties.
Yeah, the zip ties. Remember the zip ties? Now it's just gone.
Oh, yeah. You took the bumper off,
it,
right?
Well, I didn't take it off. It flew off on the freeway. And it flew off and it hit my windshield and, like, it, like, waved goodbye.
You know what's funny is you started this episode off of, like, grow up, move out of Found Valley, and it's like, grow up and fucking take care of your car.
Hey, my car's paid off, motherfucker. What's your car payment?
Don't worry about it.
Well, why don't you say your car payment? Maybe some listeners will donate some cash to your ass.
They ain't donating shit.
They ain't donating shit. You're right.
All your fans are broke losers. Just kidding.
What
we love them.
The hell?
We love them. We're all in our 20s. We're all broke.
I'm not broke.
Because you don't live in California.
I know. Well, it's crazy. Like, the apartment, I'm saving. It's all my utilities are included.
Oh, that's right.
I'm paying. So Mike just moved in. So we have, like, this comic pad.
Yeah.
And so it's me and Mike in this huge
two-bedroom.
Oh, it's you
and Mike Eaton?
Yeah. In
this okay.
Huge two-bedroom downtown. We're, like, walking distance from all the clubs.
Yeah.
And so it's like, dude, like, the amount of comics that are going to be over there and, like, doing coke at 3 in the morning. Allegedly.
Is that what you guys fucking do?
I don't.
You always make jokes about that. And I'm like,
I don't.
You guys
they
really
do.
Just out here doing coke and making comedy?
I've never done coke.
Good.
Because, you know, addictive personality.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid. You know, because, like, dude, even sometimes, like, my drinking can get out of control a little bit. And so I'm like, dude, if I started doing coke, I was like, and I'm already a crazy person. Like, I will do stuff sober that people are like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, remember when we went to Boomers when it was abandoned?
We were drinking.
Yeah.
That wasn't sober.
That was like, we weren't wasted. We went there sober to fucking batting cage.
Yeah. Yeah. But we were drinking in the batting cage.
That's true.
Ripping shots and shit.
Yeah, but we weren't, like, fucked up.
I mean, I had, like, 5 shots. I'm a small guy.
That's true. You probably were fucked up.
Yeah, and you were driving, so, allegedly. So I was like, what do I care? I could have as much as I want. But, you know, so, yeah, dude, comics do coke all the time. And it's also funny.
That's wild.
It's also funny because it's, like, I'm now known as, like, I don't even smoke weed anymore. And so it's funny because it's, like, you could always tell who's, like, new. And, like, almost nervous. Because, like, you know, there's comic circles in the back of the comedy club. And we're just hanging out, talking, catching up. Because, you know, right, where am I right now? Orange County. Where's Mike right now? He's probably in Detroit. It's, like, you know, it's everybody.
Yeah.
We're all in different places all at the same time. And then on, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're all back home. And so we'll go drinking at the comedy club because we drink for really cheap there or free.
Oh, that's rad.
And so, yeah, because it's, like, they'd rather us drink there and be safe than go to, like, you know, sidebar and get fucking wasted and find drugs and,
that's
like, all that stuff. And so they take care of us. And we're it's a community, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They look after their own. But you bring them income too.
Yes. Yeah. So. Without us, they're nothing. Without them, we're nothing.
Yeah.
So it's we take care of each other.
That's cool.
But and so like when they still pass joints around like the circle, and you can always tell like who's like newer or newish because they'll try and pass me the J, and I'm like ah. You know, and then it's like, you know, I hate, like, refusing drugs. Because yeah. It's like, it's also nuts because I don't know how to, like, refuse drugs, like, with class.
What do you do?
Sometimes I'll be like, get that shit on my face.
That's what I was just going to say. Do you just yell at them?
Get the shit on my face. Like a Nacho Libre when he fucking, get that coin out of my face.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, smacks this elote, like, to the ground, and then they start fighting each other.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's because I play pool at Sidebar all the time.
Uh-huh.
And so Sidebar is notorious for coke.
Oh.
And it's like you walk into the bathroom, everybody's doing, but I'll take you to Sidebar when you come in April. Now, it's my
favorite
bar.
I don't want to do coke, but.
You don't have to do coke.
All right,
cool. As long as you just know how to reject it. Because, like, so I beat this guy in pool.
Yeah.
I beat this guy in a game of pool 1v1. And I thought that he was coming over to me to be like, you know, hey, good game.
Yeah.
Instead, he comes up and he, like shakes my hand and pulls me close, whispers in my ear, and he goes, I got that white. And I was like, what? And so I thought, like, my first thought, I thought he was, like, talking about, like, white power. And I was like, all right.
Don't tell me you put your fist in the air.
No, I didn't. I did not. I thought about it. But it was, like, some Mexican dude. And I was like, what? What are you talking? You're not white? And he's like, nah, man. I got that white. And he, like, bumped his nose, like, with his finger. And I was like, oh, I'm good, man. And then which should have been his cue to, like, walk away. And he goes,
yeah.
Nah, man. Like, I got it for real. And then I was like, well, keep an ear out. Yeah. I'll keep my eyes open for people that are looking for it, brother. You know, you have a good night.
Like he was trying to sell it to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And then it's also funny because it's like they don't know. Like people like just won't take a hint. They're like,
yeah.
They're like, what do you mean you don't want it? And I'm like, I just don't want it, bro.
You're like, I'm good. I don't do that shit.
But it's also funny because it's like, remember learning about it in elementary school? I thought way more people were going to offer me drugs.
Not the dare. You're not talking about the DARE,
I'm talking about the DARE program.
Red Ribbon Week.
Red, no. Yes.
Yeah,
Red
right?
Ribbon Week. I Red Ribbon Week, where remember when you put the red ribbon on?
Yeah.
And you would go and like.
Get free Slurpees? Yeah,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Because my fat ass liked all the free shit we got.
Yeah, you go to Baskin Robbins, get a free scoop of ice cream. That was dope. They definitely don't do that in other places. That's
what?
Not a real thing. Dude. I talked about this in Austin. You remember, where'd you go to elementary school? Tamura?
No, Plavin.
Plavin.
The better school.
Gay? Gay? Plavin Panthers.
Would you call me?
More like the Plavin Gaylords.
But, what were you? What were you? What was
courageous,
your,
bro.
Courageous what? Courageous what?
Cougars, bro. We're hot ladies.
Panthers fuck up a cougar.
No. Cougars, bro, they want their pussy ate.
And that's what the Panthers there for.
No, Panthers are like sex perverts. They're like rapists.
This guy.
Jeffrey Epstein was a Panther, bro. Jeffrey Epstein went to Plavin.
I was about to be like, so you went to the wrong school.
I know. The sorting hat put me in the wrong. It's the sorting hat got it wrong. He was courageous. I'm like, really? I should have been a Slytherin over at Plavin. But at Courageous, I don't know if they did this at Plavin, but not a Muslim.
That was so loud.
Was it? Oh,
we're outside.
We are outside. where we would volunteer in the cafeteria. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So for people who are listening who aren't from Fountain Valley, at our schools, each classroom would volunteer like two kids and they would their entire lunch.
Yeah.
The entire lunch. We would go there, help the lunch lady. Which is also bullshit. It's like, get here an hour
free
earlier.
Labor.
Yeah, yeah. Literally child labor. And we would pull the little Tony's pizzas out of the oven.
And fucking, Tony's pizzas.
And we would like work the cash register.
Yeah.
And then the snack bar. And so there'd be like two, three kids in there working for free. And then they would just be like, all right, you want a pizza at the end when it's all soggy and old?
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah. You want the last pizza? Sure, I guess. I guess it's better than the PB&J my fucking dad half-assed, you know?
Yeah, they did give you free food. But.
Yeah,
at
but
mine.
Still, it's like the lunches at school were like $3.
I mean, that's a lot when
so
you're
thinking
a kid.
About it. You just gave up. You just gave up your lunch.
Yeah.
And scoring a triple double at recess for.
No, well, I just remember we used to leave class early to help get it prepped, and that was like a cool perk. It's like, oh, I get to leave class early. Like,
yeah,
and
we
then
thought
little,
it was cool.
Little did you know, you're leaving class early to go work.
I know. And you don't realize that until you're older. And I was telling someone this, and they're like, yo, you guys were like, that's like slavery.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, shit. Yeah. And then we would go like help the janitor and like we would go like take the trash out.
Yeah.
And then we would like take the flag, put the flag up, take the flag down.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, can we get two more Coors Lights? Oh, thanks. We don't have a server. We went to the bar.
Oh, okay. I'll let Jimmy know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your tab number?
Nash.
Ash?
Nash.
Nash.
Yes, sir.
we got to get a refill.
I know. Well, once you have one, you have to have another one.
Right.
I'll just go up drunk tonight.
Yeah, you're good.
I mean,
we'll feed you. We're gonna feed you.
Yeah,
you're
you don't think I haven't performed wasted before?
Well, we know you don't perform in the bedroom
sober.
Wasted.
What the hell? Dude, that was one time, man. That was twice, all right? It was three times only. That was so embarrassing. I lost like $500 that night trying to bang that chick.
That shit was so funny, dude.
I didn't try and bang that chick. I did bang that chick.
That was... You did not.
My dick was in her.
You said you couldn't.
Yeah, but my dick was in her for 2 seconds, and then her brother called.
You put the nub in?
Yeah, it was soft. She sucked my dick hard.
Yeah.
And then her brother called. And I thought, here's my mistake. I thought it was my phone ringing.
Yeah.
So I like, took my dick out of her mouth, walked over to the where our phones were on the glass table at this hotel at the Aries. And then I was like, because I wanted to, like, decline, be like, oh, yeah, dude, that's just Johnny Knoxville calling me. Sorry, it's Steve-O. Let me decline Steve-O real quick.
And you fucked up. You really left to go.
Yeah, I left the bed to go do that. And then it was her phone. She's like, oh, that's my brother, and answered it. Went to the bathroom, talked to their brother for like 20 minutes. Because she was in town for her brother's birthday, and then instead she's now banging me at some hotel because I picked her up from some bar. Trying to bang me at this hotel. Sucking my cock. And then he's like, where the fuck are you? She's like, oh, I'm banging some guy at this hotel. And then it was weird.
Do you remember you guys were competing for that girl? And it was so funny. You guys just kept going back and forth. You're like, I called dibs on her. No, I called dibs on her.
She was the hottest. The
girl. No, you got the one that you didn't want.
I know I got the one that I didn't want because I'm a man of faith. And I realized that if we both went for the same one, we were going to fail the mission. And so I was like, you know what? For the sake of the mission, you could have this girl.
That mission took forever to close. You started in HB, we made it all the way to Newport, left you on your own, and then all of a sudden, like an hour before the bars closed, you're like, we're heading out.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Anyway, what were we saying? Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Some things take time. We weren't sure if these chicks wanted to fuck us just because they drove all the way from San Diego to hang out doesn't mean that they wanted dick in their mouth. It turns out they did.
They did. And
that's
they wanted a shit ton of free drinks and jello shots and all of the above.
Well, that was what was good for you guys. That
I know.
That
I was happy
so
I was there.
Because we were putting all the drinks on my tab. And then I was, you know, I was tossing out fucking jello shots like I was Oprah just to impress these girls.
You get one.
Yeah.
Get a jello shot.
Yeah. And so it was good for you guys because you guys were drinking for free.
Yeah.
So you guys were probably like, hey, you guys shouldn't fuck these guys until 2. It was probably your fault.
Hold off until 1:30.
They went to the bathroom. That's what really sealed the deal is they went to the bathroom to go talk about us.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And now I know you were probably in the stall next door listening, and they're like, that guy's gay as fuck. Think about it first. Wait a little bit. Wait until I finish this drink. Let me get one more before he closes out. So I now blame you, asshole.
That wasn't me.
You just brought it up right now, and you were like, remember that time I fucked you over? But
I wish it was me. I'm going to do that next time.
Hey, make that guy buy a drink for the whole bar, or else you don't fuck him.
Oh, my gosh.
And I would.
She was taller than you. I think that was the first time.
Because
I kept telling you, I was like, you're going to climb that like a tree.
I had to climb that tree, son. I had to climb
You're
that
like,
tree.
Well, I never fucked anybody taller than me, so I can check that off
I
the
fucked
list.
Girls taller than me.
I thought you said that before.
I've never like fucked a girl from the bar that's taller than me, but I've like met up with a bitch off Tinder and then been like, fuck it. You know
You're
what
like,
I mean?
Your profile said you were 5'4".
I know.
And it's not 6'4", like, bitch.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with, I mean, my profile says I'm 6'2".
6'2"?
Yeah, 6'2" tall for you.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not. I don't even have my height on there. Because the picture of me on my profile of me in front of like all those people, I have a picture of me from behind at the Urban Improv. So there's like 400 people in front of me and I'm on stage. And I'm on the stage, so I just look tall as shit. So girls just assume I'm tall as shit. And then I show up and I look like Chancho. I'm like just barely taller than Jack Black. It's like,
they're like, fuck.
Yeah. I don't
hey,
know.
It's better to let them assume, right?
But what's going on with you, man? What's new for you? What's next for you? You going to move? You going to grow up finally and move to Austin? Or
this guy. I have a vacation planned, so if I like Florida better than I like Texas, that might be the move.
You're going to like Austin more than you're going to like Florida.
That, I actually haven't been to Austin, so I have to give that a shot.
You're going to like Austin. The food, the people, the vibes.
Yeah.
The no traffic.
Florida.
Florida blows. Where the fuck would you move in Florida?
Tampa.
You're not moving to Tampa Bay, dude.
Why not?
You can't afford that.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you know what you can't afford? Austin. That's all you could, that's all you could afford. You broke piece of shit. Move there.
They actually make quite a bit of money in the healthcare in Florida.
Yeah. So they do in Texas, too. They take care of their people.
Texas, yeah, they actually kind of do, too.
I made that up. I have no idea.
They're pretty equal. I've been looking.
You need to come to Austin, man.
I'm going to visit. I promise.
Yeah. You got that.
This is the year.
You're going to have crawfish.
This is the year.
You're going to. I know. You son of a bitch. You haven't visited once.
I have, just not Austin.
Yeah, so you haven't visited once. You haven't seen me in my new.
That's true.
My new aura.
Well, it's because I would refuse to go to that old shack that you live
what,
in.
What? The fucking Mexican reject house?
The
Mexican project
the
house?
The house where there's probably like cum stains on the wall.
There's more than cum stains on the wall. There was abortion fetuses on the wall.
Yeah.
There's, yeah, that place was gnarly. Yeah. But the new apartment is fucking sweet.
Yeah, it's nice. I'll go there.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And the couch is nice. And I told you, I'm not going to fuck on the couch until after you come.
Deal.
And
if
then,
you don't, then we got a deal. If you do, or if you do and you lie to me and I find out later, I will come back. And I will start planting shit somewhere in your house.
Like meth? And then call the cops?
Call the cops. This guy's cooking meth in his bathroom. I could smell it.
In my bathroom. It's funny. You think my bathroom's so big that I could cook in it. I don't think there's an outlet. No, there's two. That's right. I got it like that. I got two outlets in the bathroom.
Two
son.
Outlets. Half a sink, baby.
Half a sink. They're like, hey, it's a. You got a full bathroom? Is it a full bathroom? Yeah, it's like 3/4. It's like, what? What do you mean? It's like, yeah, my sink is a urinal. That'd be dope to have a urinal. I'd rather have a urinal instead of a toilet.
I think you can install them pretty cheap.
I
want
to remove my toilet and put in a urinal.
Where are you gonna shit?
In the shower and then stomp it down the drain.
That's fucking disgusting.
How?
That's gross.
Where else would it go?
Who does that?
People.
You do not
fat
do that.
Fat people do
you
that.
You do that, huh?
I've never done that. I just
how do you even know about that?
Joey Diaz, who's a fat comedian, said that he was so fat that he couldn't like shit in a toilet, so he would like shit in the shower into his hand and then like throw it into the toilet from the shower, and then sometimes he would like miss and just stomp it down the drain.
That's fucking disgusting.
That's not the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. There's this guy who works at the comedy club downtown, and he's uncircumcised, and he jacks off. Instead of like coming into a sock or a tissue, I blow my loads into tissues and just throw it away. Mike jacks off into socks, which is crazy. And then I'm like, dude, you're like 32, man. That's too old. He's like 34. It's like, that's too old to be jerking off into socks, man. I've never jacked off into a sock. I wear my socks.
Why is that a thing?
I don't know. Because then you just toss it in your hamper and then your mom washes it. But I'm like, but you're doing your own laundry now, dude. That's crazy. And he's like, yeah, but it's a dirty sock. I guess it's different for me because I reuse socks. Like, I've worn these socks 3 straight days. So it's
3
like,
days?
Well, yeah, because I have to, you know. You know what it is.
No, I don't.
Fist bump.
Nope, you were just touching your ankle.
Let the record show, she fist bumped.
I did not fist bump.
But it's crazy because, this guy, he's uncircumcised. When he's about to jizz, he uses his free hand and pinches his foreskin together and jizzes into his own foreskin like a water balloon.
What?
And then he fills up his foreskin with jizz and walks over to the toilet and then just dumps it into the toilet. And that's it.
What?
The craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. The craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I can't comprehend fully because, one, I'm gay. Two, I'm a girl. I don't have a dick. Like, obviously, I've seen one before, like health class and shit. And yours, because you like to send it to me on Snapchat. But
you've seen my dick?
Yes, unsolicited.
No, very solicited because there was a girl sucking it.
No, I didn't want to see that.
Yeah,
anyways,
but here you are talking about how big it is.
I never said that.
Well, what did you just say about it?
I said that you sent
it
unsolicited.
Nice. It was really nice. It was the best dick I've ever seen.
Anyways.
If I was not gay, I'd like to suck that dick. Let the record show that was Marissa Castro.
This guy. That's so gross. Anyways, that's fucking nasty.
Jizzing into your own foreskin? Yeah.
There's that much skin that you could
do
that?
Yeah, it's like a little fucking... You've never seen an uncircumcised dick?
I mean, like health class.
Yeah, it's... It's...
It doesn't
nasty.
Look.
I would never suck an uncircumcised dick.
So you'd suck a circumcised one?
I've sucked my own dick.
What?
You know this.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I sucked my own dick in ninth grade. I didn't suck.
I thought that was a rumor.
No, it was.
You actually did it.
I actually did. I didn't suck it. I just put it in my mouth to see if I could, and I could.
How did you do that?
So if you have a wall, like if you have a wall and you flip on your back to where it's like pretty much your shoulders and your back is against the wall, and you flip your legs over like the front, you could use your put your hands behind like the your thighs, like the behind your ass cheeks.
You're like a human
and
pretzel.
And you push down. No, it's the gravity pushes it down, and then my dick's just big enough to like put it in my mouth.
All right, settle down now.
I don't know. Now I'm horny.
This guy.
I need to text Chloe.
What happened to Paige?
Oh, that's already in the bag.
Who's Chloe? Oh, Chloe.
Chloe.
Not Chloe.
I didn't text Chloe.
Knock it off of there, dude.
How's she doing?
Leave her alone.
What do you mean?
She has a boyfriend, actually.
No.
Yeah. She does.
I've lost.
You did.
I've lost.
You lost.
I had a chance, too.
You didn't.
We were making out in her car and stuff. We were talking on FaceTime, and I blew it.
I don't think it was going past makeout.
I think it was. We were FaceTiming for hours, son. She wanted me.
I don't think so.
Well, let the record show that her boyfriend probably looks like me because she misses me. How long have you been with your girl?
5 years.
That's too long.
Not really.
That's too long. You ever think about, like, you guys ever broken up or anything?
Almost.
Nice. Nice. Your fault or hers?
Mine.
And then you what? You just said sorry and she took you back?
I guess, yeah, I kind of went something like that.
I think you're the only lesbian relationship I know that hasn't, like, just, like, lasted a weekend. You guys haven't
what
bought
are you talking about?
You guys, like, haven't bought a house yet. That's weird.
So we live in California.
Otherwise, you would have 4 years ago.
We had a U-Haul a long time ago.
That's so funny. It's like every lesbian relationship I've ever met, there's, like, It's like yeah, we own a house together or whatever, and then it's like how long have you guys been together? It's like 6 months. Like, what? What? It's like, yeah, I don't even know her last name. It's like, what the fuck? God. And it's like, yeah, we're married. It's like,
we're
what?
Married.
What the hell? You know, we're a perfect age where we're like, we remember when gay people couldn't get married.
Yeah.
The good times.
Oh no, my God.
The good old days. Remember those good old days? Yeah, because I saw this post on Facebook that I posted, and it was like memories. It popped up from memories like 12 years ago, and it was something like it was something like oh, all these girls talking about how they'd love to marry Justin Bieber, and I'm like, too bad two girls can't get married in California.
I remember you saying that. I think I actually remember you posting that.
That was a long yeah, because you used to like all my posts. And comment on all my posts. Day one supporter, bro.
Day one supporter.
I would just be posting some stupid shit into the nothingness. Get like two likes, and one of those two likes would be you.
Also.
What?
We were homies, so.
Yeah. Since day one, man.
Yeah, like,
we go way back since, what, like, I think eighth grade?
Yeah.
We meet in eighth grade randomly, but we didn't start, like, hanging out till ninth grade, so that was what? 2010, so it's been 14 years.
That's crazy.
It's 14 years. That's over half our lives.
Too long.
We need to cut this shit off, man.
I'm in it already. Too committed.
Would you leave? Let's say I popped off, got super famous, wanted some tax breaks, and I was like, Marissa, let's get married. And you could still be with your girl.
Yeah, I'd do it.
That'd be so fucking funny.
I'd do it.
I would do it. Yeah, just get some tax breaks. somebody, and then you just divorce me, take half my money.
I'll marry you. I won't sign the prenup, and then I'll just later on when you don't need the tax breaks, you're just.
I'd literally be like, "You signed the prenup, right?" You'd be like, "Yeah, totally." All right, cool. Glad they got that taken care of. I don't even know how. Like, if I ever got married, she would have to sign a prenup, but I don't even know how that even works. Like, do you just
get a lawyer?
Oh yeah. I was about to say, what, do I just like Google prenup and have her sign it? Be like, yep.
No, it has to be notarized and all that fancy shit. Same with the marriage license, it has to be notarized.
That's such a scam profession, yeah. A notary.
I just went to a wedding yesterday, actually, and there was like the minister there and then the notary person. How much they paid for that, but it was expensive as shit.
Do they get a plate?
What do you mean?
Like a plate of food at the wedding. Do they get a plate?
No, it was like a fucking, we were in like a corporate office building.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing I've
ever
seen.
You guys were just behind a Fantastic Sam's?
We were in like one of those buildings where like you walk in, you feel like you're like in New Girl. You ever seen New Girl?
No.
Okay, well, it's like you walk into this business complex.
Is that the show with Zooey Deschanel?
Yeah.
Okay, I know the show. I've never seen it.
Okay, it's kind of like that. You walk in, it's a building, and there's a bunch of different buildings that do different things.
Okay.
Right? And so we walked in, and it was like set up for a wedding. Like there was flowers on the table.
Showers.
Pens to sign the documents and stuff. And like apple cider. I don't know why they didn't get them champagne, because they were ugly.
They don't have a liquor license.
Oh, that's
behind
true.
The Carl's Jr.
It's actually in Irvine. It was nice.
That's crazy that chick, I don't want to say her name, but I hooked up with her, and now she's married.
Yeah.
Like, that's retarded. Like, my ex-girlfriend, she's engaged. They might be married now. I don't know. Because somebody sent me her post, and they're like, she's like, of her getting engaged. But that was like a while ago. And so.
So they're probably married. She's probably pregnant.
They're probably married. She's probably pregnant. Which is what she wanted. And she was never going to do anything with her life.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's part of the reason why I broke up with her was I was just like, we're in like, you know, I kind of want to be somebody. You just kind of want to get married, have kids. I'm like, that's not really, that's not in the memo.
You know, that's not in the agenda.
Yeah, it's not in the script. It's not in the script for G Nash. But you know, she was hot, but whatever. But yeah, she's married. That chick just got married yesterday. Yeah. This chick just texted me right now that I fucked off Tinder because I texted her last night because she was so hot and I fucked her out here like in 2019, and so I texted her. I was like, hey, what are you doing? And she texted me back right now. She said, no, I have a boyfriend. Fuck.
Holly?
No, not Holly. No, I miss Holly though.
I got excited because I was like, damn, I'm gonna get a bunch of free drinks tonight.
Dude, the amount of times that you've gotten free drinks from chicks, either from chicks that I fucked or because of chicks that I fucked, is like.
Legit.
I'm the homie. Legit. I'm the homie.
You're the ultimate homie. You're the ultimate homie.
I know. I can't believe that I moved away. Like, I'm really like, I'm doing it. Like,
I mean,
I'm,
you were kind of like forced, but I'm glad you did move away.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm actually doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, last year I headlined in 32 different states.
That's insane.
I traveled the country. I'm doing the thing.
Yeah.
I'm making money. I'm doing the damn thing. And it's like, you know, then you look at someone like Marissa Castro. She's living at home.
Saving lives. No big deal.
Yeah, I mean, nobody cares about that. They would have. Yeah. You shouldn't be saving lives. It was in the script for them to die, and you're throwing off the butterfly effect. You're like, you could have saved the next Hitler, bro. Some guy you saved is going to go shoot up a bank.
Oh, my God.
Some poor kid's going to lose their mom because you gave that guy the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, my God.
Way to go, Marissa. Dick. Dick. Saving lives. Ooh. You're ending lives, motherfucker. That guy's going to drink and drive tonight and end a family of four coming home from Disneyland after the fireworks ended.
It's so dark.
It's not dark. It's your fault.
It's not my fault.
Face the facts. Don't look away from the facts. This ain't Bird Box. Look. Have you really saved someone's life?
Yeah, multiple.
Like who? Give me a story.
I mean, that's like against HIPAA. I can just tell you what I did.
Yeah, what are you talking about? That's what
I'm
asking.
Yeah, like CPR is literally saving
I don't want you to fucking talk about, yeah, this guy Greg, he fucking was choking on the floor in this bathroom. Then I walked in there, his dick was out. It was weird. I was like, why is his dick out? And then I fucking saved his life. I don't need all that. But like, you tell me you saved a life. Tell me about how you saved a life.
Actually, a lot of old people, for whatever reason, like to fucking be in their apartment butt-ass naked.
Really?
Yeah, and then they'd like to die butt-ass naked. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, it saves you the process of having to take their clothes off.
I don't need to take their... I mean, well, I don't someone need to take does. Their pants off. They can definitely keep those on. I don't need to see all that.
You ever have your partner or whatever, you, like, walk in there, see, like, a dead dick, and just be like, damn!
No. No. It's always, ugh. And, like, when you have to do CPR on somebody that's, like, naked, I don't know, just picture the motion of doing CPR.
Their
You're pumping on
around.
Their chest, and it's just going like an elephant trunk.
Okay, what about the ladies? Is it hot? Because you're gay.
No, it's not. It's you always old
like,
people.
You ever, like, give CPR and be like, hold on, I need to suck a titty real quick.
No. I've only done CPR on one younger woman. She was still older.
Was she hot?
No, I was in life-saving mode, dude. I didn't even take a look.
That doesn't mean your
actually,
eyes don't work.
We actually did bring her back, but I don't know if she's still living.
And then she was like, let me eat your pussy, my savior.
No. That's the part that you don't know is, like, once you take him to the hospital, it's unknown from there. You don't know.
I'd literally be like, if somebody, some hot EMT, like, saved my life, like, and then we just, like, in the, like, as they're wheeling me to the ER, I'd be like, follow me on Instagram.
you wouldn't even be in that mindset.
Yes,
your brain was dead,
I'm
like,
a sex addict,
10
bro.
Minutes ago.
Yeah, and now it's back, and I'm horny.
Now it's back, and you're still seeing blur.
Really? You think so?
Oh, 100%.
You know that because some guy woke up and was like, damn, you're hot, and you're like, what?
I know that because I studied anatomy, physiology.
I'm built different, son. I'm built different than your textbooks.
Settle down, Trump.
Trump. I'm built different, son.
I'm dead. Speaking of the script, though, I was going to ask when we, like, went on a tangent. How do you feel about the NFL Super Bowl and how Travis Kelce, like, fucking decked his coach?
He didn't deck his coach.
Did
he
you
bumped
see that?
Into him. He bumped into him. I don't care. I don't care. He's passionate.
But don't you think that, like, people are taking it out of context because of
I think
who
he
he's dating now?
I think he shouldn't have done that. I think that's some crybaby-ass shit.
Yeah.
Because I think that the under the context it was because he did that after his teammate fumbled the ball. It's like, why are you mad at your coach because your fucking homeboy dropped it? It's
he like, was, like, saying, I think
he was
mouthed,
like, give me the
like,
ball, give me the ball.
Why am I not in, you know?
Yeah, but, like, bumping your coach is crazy, but it's like one of those things where it's like, you know, you're raised on like youth sports, like you don't touch a ref, you don't touch your coach, like all this stuff. Even though I swung on a ref one time, I got suspended. That was sophomore year of high school, and I got
playing
suspended.
What?
Huh?
What were you playing?
Cross country.
There's referees in cross country?
Yeah, they call them redcoats. There's one or two.
What?
Who do you think starts the race and officiates? Yeah, there's make sure people aren't.
They follow you throughout the whole race?
Make sure you're not cutting the course. Yeah, well, there's multiple. And they
like on bikes? Because there's
no
way these people are running.
It's mainly in track.
Okay.
It's mainly in track. And so there's one on each end of the track and make sure nobody's stepping out, you know, elbowing, like all this stuff. There's rules, bro. There's rules, bro. But.
I didn't know. Running's technically not a sport. It's just conditioning.
Oh, my
so.
God. Racing is a sport. Running is not a sport. Racing is a sport. Dude, and so I literally was just talking about this. I'm going to talk about this tonight at the show. I'm going to talk about this at the show tonight I live downtown now, and the other night I got stuck in traffic because of the fucking Austin Marathon.
They had a marathon.
Yeah, it's a major city.
Wasn't there a bombing at that one?
No, Boston.
Boston.
That was 10 years ago.
That's right.
Every major city has the marathon.
Oh, okay.
And it's throughout the year. But so the Austin Marathon was the other day, and I got stuck in the traffic. Mm. And I was literally stuck there. And then I looked to my right, and there's fucking two Kenyans run by chasing a truck with cameras. And I was like, no, it's the fucking marathon. No way. I'm about to be stuck here for an hour. So I like, reversed out of there and went down an alley and went down to like North Lamar.
Oh, you were able to cut out?
I was able to get out of there, yes. But I was still stuck there for longer than I thought. And then I saw it, and I was like, oh, no. I'm about to be stuck here for hours. And I was able to get out of there. But like all the streets were shut down. Like it's ass.
Yeah.
Right? And so then tonight I'm going to talk about it on stage. I'm going to be like, dude, I did cross country and track for like 8-9 years. And everybody would call us gay. And I was like, I never understood why people thought running was gay until I got stuck behind the marathon. It took 15 minutes. And I was like, get these fucking queers off the road. I need to go get sushi. I turn into a Republican on the spot. It's like, running fucking gay. Yeah, it was fucking.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm gonna talk about that on stage tonight. Yeah, I don't have a joke.
I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good.
The joke that I have right now. Yeah. And then I'll turn it into a real joke later. Yeah. That's like a rough draft. Like, that's just.
I think it'll hit.
I think it'll hit.
Yeah, I think it'll hit.
I think just saying queer, people will be like, ah!
Especially.
We can say that again. Yeah. Woohoo, we're back.
Especially in the city we're going to be in.
Costa Mesa?
Yeah, you should be good there. I mean, it's Costa Mesa, but it's really Newport.
Yeah.
Newport's like two streets over.
I hope the show's packed. I have, like, anxiety about that. The Eventbrite page just popped up saying, oh, nice.
Sold out?
No, it's not sold out, but I just got a text right now that we got double the tickets sold that we were at last night, and then we're going to get some walk-ups. You're getting in for free.
I know. Don't tell anybody. Yeah, I'm so stoked.
We got two people bought VIP tickets.
Oh, shit.
Two people.
Who? In their right mind. VIP. They probably don't know Le Cave, whatever the fuck that place is
Every
called.
Every seat is VIP.
Every seat is VIP. Who the fuck spent $50?
Because they get the if you it was $50.
Yeah.
$50 for a VIP to see Galen Nash. But what you get the front row tickets. They might get drink. No, it's not.
It just says ticket.
Let me go to the Eventbrite. But they get a meet and greet, so they get to hang out with me after, even though I meet everybody anyway.
I'm literally hanging out with you right now.
Yeah, but you're special. Galen Nash.
The good kind of special.
Yeah, let's see. Get tickets. Let's see. The VIP package gets you.
Yeah, what ballers paid $50?
It's $50 plus the fee, and all you get is front row. That's it.
That's insane. It should come with the steak dinner.
No, those steaks are like $100. That's an expensive steakhouse.
That's true.
I don't know. But I think it's cool that some people have like anxieties and stuff, and they'd rather just be in the front. Like, it's like, dude, if we're going to.
The front's the worst place to be when you're at a comedy show.
No, and by anxieties, I mean, like, what if those two people that bought those tickets might be showing up late? And they're like, oh, I'd rather be guaranteed
a spot,
a reservation in the front instead of.
So when people get there, it's going to have that one table that says reserved.
Yes.
You know people are going to sit there.
Yeah, and I'm going to make fun of them and be like, you idiots. I was like, if you want to spend extra, just put the money in my pocket, even though technically it's going in my pocket anyway. But
true.
Yeah. It's cool because in Harrisburg, on the right of the stage, they have VIP hot seats, which in my contract, I have to crowd work them.
Oh.
I have to make fun of them. It's in my contract.
Oh, wow.
That I have to, because
they paid to get made fun of.
$50 each to get made fun of. The first show on Friday, there was nobody sitting there. I was like, thank God.
Yeah. Because
it's like, I'd rather just do my show, like do my material that I've been working on for years. And it's like, this is my craft. This is what, you know, this is why I'm here.
Yeah.
This is why you booked me. This is why I'm here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then the second show, there was like two people. I made fun of them. It was funny because it was just two of them. I'm like, all right, cool. I could talk to them. In 2 seconds, make a joke out of them, and then move on and do my stuff. The third show, the Saturday late show, it was sold out.
Oh, shit.
There was like 15 people, and so I'm like, fuck, I got to make fun of all these people?
Oh,
it's going to take half my set.
It's like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, and so like I kind of made fun of them as a group.
Yeah.
And then I tried to turn the general admission crowd against them. I was like, these people think they're better than you. Like, you know, like, and then it ended up being really funny because it was like seven of them were part of a family.
Okay.
And so crowd work is so easy.
Yeah.
You literally just have to like say like the first thing that comes to your mind and like say it with confidence and people will laugh.
Yeah.
And most of the time it's not that funny. But like with this. So like, for example, with these people,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, so you're the mom? And like, are you the dad? And he goes, stepdad. And so I was like, oh. And so I was like, so the there was a daughter, a son, and a son. And the two sons had their girlfriends with them, and the daughter had her boyfriend, right?
Okay.
And then the other four seats were random people.
Yeah.
And so I still had to talk to them. It's in my contract.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, the stepdad, so you're not their dad? And then I just looked at the mom and I was like, hey, mom, who's got the bigger dick? And it gets a huge reaction. That's not even that funny.
Yeah.
It's not that funny.
But
people think it's hilarious. They're like, why would he say that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's just
like,
the first
it's
thing.
Out of pocket.
it's just the first thing that popped in my head. Who's got the bigger dick? And then the guy was like, well, I'm still around for a reason. And I was like, shut up, dude. Nobody's talking to you. And then it gets a huge pop.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it's literally just saying the first thing that comes to mind with confidence.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it is funny.
And most, it hits, yeah.
Most of the time, the first thing that comes to my mind is the funniest thing.
Yeah.
Because then if I think about it, and then like then I second guess it, and then I'll, you know, then it's...
You say, like fumble, like a mumble. Yeah.
You say the first thing that comes to mind, and bam, it hits.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and so then later I was like, oh, so like you're her son and you're with her, right? And I just kind of pointed out who they were each with, and I was like, y'all fucking? You know, and then it just like gets a laugh, and it's just like, it's just easy shit. It's just easy shit. I mean, a lot of times people, like, their crowd work would be like, what's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah.
And then that stuff, that shit's lame.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're doing too much work. Like, for me, I want to weave in and out. I want to be like, you know, just a quick, hey, y'all fucking? Yeah.
And well, then, you're gay.
Yeah, and then, but then they'll say something, and then I'll like turn to the main crowd and say some shit back, and then that's good. It gets a pop, and it's like I turn a joke out of it, and then I'm able to just move on. I'm like, check, I did my contract is fulfilled. Let me do my thing.
Yeah,
because that's
sense.
My thing. It's like I just want to do my thing.
I mean, it makes sense. Because
I mean, I'm good at crowd work. Like you've seen it. Like I'm good at it.
Yeah.
I just don't, if I don't have to do it, I choose not to.
Yeah.
I'd just rather not. It's like.
You're like, I have my thing set up. Just let me get to it.
And then, you know, it's just different. Are you excited for the show?
I am. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm excited. I'm excited because you have some new shit coming out.
Yes.
And now I don't have to fake laugh.
Have you fake laughed before?
Probably. I can't say with confidence I have it, but I think, like, every time it's not always the same delivery, and then, like, somebody's obnoxious laugh gets me going, and I'm like, that's fucking funny.
I think it's interesting for, like, you and Amy, because you get to see people who, you know the jokes, and you get to see people who don't know the jokes, and you get to see them start laughing, and you're like, oh, man.
Like that was us.
You know?
Yeah.
It's... Yeah, I mean, not only was it you guys, it's like you guys have been there since like day one.
Yeah.
Like you guys seen me at open mics.
Yeah.
Like dog shit. You guys were the only ones there open mics.
I remember when I used to see you and we'd go to Manhattan Beach and you'd be sitting there and you'd be double handing the microphone. I'm like, this guy's about to fucking raw dog this microphone.
Just throw that shit.
He's so nervous. He's about to crank the fucking microphone. Or you'd say a joke, and then, like, you would see yourself, like, your eyes would just get bigger, and I'm like, oh, no, he's nervous.
I don't really get nervous. It's almost funny. Like, bombing is almost funny now, where I'm like, you think I give a fuck about this? It's like, I'm going to go home and jack off. Like, I don't care about this.
Yeah. But it's cool to see the evolution, that's for sure.
The evolution. And I have so many more levels to achieve.
Yeah. I want to see you, like, out of state. I feel like that'd be rad. Like the next time you book like a tour, and it's a place I want to visit. Like I want to just.
You
should have
came
there.
And saw me in St. Petersburg or something.
I know, dude. But my trip is coming up. That's why.
Get those days off in April, and I'll do something in Texas.
Yeah.
While you're there.
I feel like it'd be so cool because those are people that like I would never know.
Yeah.
And like
totally
seeing them
different
fucking
people
crack up. That'd be crazy.
It's. You know, come see me in Wyoming, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, somewhere in, like,
the 50-50 chance in Wyoming I either bomb or kill.
Yeah.
It's
just
like,
say one racist thing. You're,
yeah, they love
everyone
me.
Loves you. This bitch, what are you doing?
Giving you extra beer because I have a show later.
You just gave me your whole beer.
No, not the whole beer. It was, like, this much, dude. Relax.
I'm driving, allegedly.
But
oh my god!
What? Give me some goals. What are your goals? What are you? You know what I mean? Like,
well, right now, like, I honestly really do want to move. It's not affordable here. My parents probably eventually are gonna have to move. Rent just keeps going up.
They don't own that place?
No, we rent it. They tried to buy it because the owner's old as shit. But the owner has a property manager, and the property manager's trying to fuck like everybody over.
Really?
Yeah. So, and they won't give us his direct number, and we've only met him one time.
Really?
Yeah. So
and you guys have lived there forever.
Forever. Like 10 plus years. Probably 12 years now.
As long as I've known you, you've lived there.
Okay, so then yeah, we're probably
coming
up.
I guess
more.
When we met you were in that apartment.
Yeah, over there.
Yeah, but that was as long as I've been like coming over to the pad, it's been that pad.
Yeah. So it's been a minute that we've been living there, but they just keep raising it. I'm like, dude, we can literally buy a house in Texas tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or rent. Like, it'd be so much cheaper, but...
Austin fucking
rules. Yeah, that's my
rules.
Goal. I'm just going to try and travel as much as I can this year, find a place that I fall in love with, and move there for, like, a year.
You're going to fall in love with Austin. I'm telling you.
I'm trying
to
get a contract job for either EMT or what I'm doing now, cardiac stuff. If I can get a contract job, they pay for me to relocate. They pay for my housing there. They give me a stipend, and I get paid weekly.
You literally, I'm telling you, you're going to fall in love with Austin. It's so different from Dallas and Houston or wherever you visited.
I heard it's like a mini California.
It's, dude, it's, yeah. You drive by the Moody Center, which is where the Longhorns play.
Yeah.
And on their fucking big screen billboard out front of the Moody Center, it's literally like $60 flights to Orange County because they know who's there. They know who they're advertising to. Me and everyone else that's moved there. But it's Austin is so awesome because it's literally like a mini California. It's literally Orange County fucked LA with a river.
That's cool.
It's so
with
dope.
Less traffic and
no traffic. Still
a
major
slower
city.
Pace. Yeah.
All of the skyscrapers. Like it's I'm telling you, you're coming in April, you're gonna fall in love. You're gonna fall in love. And I just got Dom just moved out there.
Yeah, and I remember that.
His whole thing was like, you know, it's tough to get used to, like, for the first couple months.
Yeah.
But then he's like, dude, he's like, everything I would ever want is here. It's everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And he's like, dude, I'm never going to move again.
That's
he's
awesome.
Because like, the only thing that sucks dick about Austin and, like, is that my friends aren't there. Like, that's it. If you were there, it would be like, whew. Like, and the fact that you have me there to, like, if you move there, the fact that you have me there to show you around, and the fact that I'm, like, in with all the clubs and all the bars now, it's like, dude, you could fucking roll with me anywhere and get in anywhere. It's, like, it's insane how fucking awesome, like, Austin is. And, dude, there's four comedy clubs downtown now, and it's like, from, you know, my perspective, it's sick. There's also a bunch of major hospitals. Like, it's like,
no, that's his selling point.
For your perspective.
His selling point when he's, like... They got hospitals. I get it.
There's
plenty
of jobs.
I get it.
Plenty of jobs.
No, that's why I'm trying to look for a contract job. And if I get the contract job, I'm set. Like I said, like they had one in Austin, but it wasn't for the criteria that I have.
You're in Austin. You are Austin, man. Like I'm telling you. Like I can't wait for you to come because you're literally going to be like, I belong here. I belong there. Yeah. I belong in New York City.
Yeah.
I belong in New York City.
You do. You just can't afford New York City.
I'm an asshole. Yeah. Well, it's not that I can't afford New York City. You're right. I can't.
It's expensive as shit. I wouldn't want to live there.
It's not that. I would find a way. I would find a way. It's mainly that I'm not who I want to be yet.
Yeah.
I'm not who I want to be yet to live in New York. When I move to New York, I want to already be someone in the comedy world in a way to where I don't have to start over.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if I were to move to New York right now, I would have to start over pretty much. Like, That's true. Like, I tour and stuff. But for the most part, so do all those dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would have to have some credits. I would have to be, you know, JFL, Comedy Central. I would have to be a writer for some show for me to get there and be immediately included in the scene having to work my way in. In Austin, I'm already in. So, it's like I have it set. In Austin, I'm not leaving until, you know, and I'm using Austin as like a home base, and I'm traveling the country, I'm doing all these things. Yeah. It's like, you know, I'll move to New York once I am what I want to, I need to reach the level to where I could just flow in.
Yeah.
And not have to start over.
No, that makes sense.
And I'm like 5 years away from that. Realistically, I'm 5 years away from that.
Yeah, that's a good goal. I think that's a good goal.
Yeah.
Five
I want to be in Austin for the next 5 years. I'm still going to have a place in Austin.
Yeah.
I'm going to live in Austin forever. I love it. I'm telling you, I love it. I'm going to have a place in Austin forever. If I move to New York, it's because I have now started writing for, you know, something crazy.
Yeah.
And I can now afford, or I'm doing something crazy, and I can now afford to have two places, and I can live in New York and Austin. I'm never leaving Austin.
Dude, Austin's cool. The new buildings that I was researching, like, it'd be so sick to live in a high-rise. Like, you just see the whole town. You're like,
crazy.
Yeah, I made it, bitch. Like, I'm at the top.
Well, I started in some shitbag apartment way down south.
And then I went
to some shitbag house in North Austin, and now I'm downtown.
I know, dude. I remember you would send me, like, screenshots. You're like, local homicide. You're like, local homicide right here. My house is right here.
Yeah, it would have
be like 100 feet walking distance.
Yeah. I was in the hood,
would
man.
Fucking make me crack. I'm like, I'm not visiting you. What the fuck? You're like, I'm in a gated community. Kind of.
Yeah, because the gate would be broken. It would just be wide open.
Yeah, you got to type in a code to open the gate. But it doesn't work.
Yeah. It was wide open. It was literally like that one where remember when that guy got shot 15 times outside,
yes.
Right outside my window? And I was like laying on the ground.
Yeah.
I was so scared. And
you
there's just
me.
Pop, 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 pop. 15 times the guy got shot with an AK-47.
Yeah.
Right outside my window.
It's insane.
And then like all you hear is like the guy screaming, help. They got my dad. Help. And I literally almost like opened my window. I was like, shut the fuck up. They're going to come back.
Oh, fuck.
You're putting me in danger, dude. Kill yourself. Stop it.
He's already dead.
I know. Save yourself. He's gone. He just got, I don't know if you saw that. He got shot 15 times.
Yeah.
He's not walking that off. You know, rub some dirt in it, bro.
Yeah, get up.
So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, getting shot 15 times. It's the new getting punched in the face. I don't know if you've ever seen
Man up,
it.
Bitch.
Yeah. Like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I got shot. The guy got shot like 15 times.
That's crazy.
And I was getting notifications. And then, yeah, like you said, it was literally Citizen app was like 150 feet away.
I was like,
oh my God. Like I could have got hit with like a ricochet.
You could have.
It was right there.
You could have. But good thing you laid on the floor.
But now I live downtown right next to campus, and
yeah,
the campus police have their own like police stations and
they're
shit.
They're like UCI.
No homeless people.
That's
crazy.
Cool, yeah.
There's a homeless person that sleeps in my parking lot, but like
they're chill.
It's like a chill homeless. It's like, yeah, they watch my car.
Oh no. Nice.
You know what I mean? It's like
you're like, hey, watch my car, I'll give you a sandwich later.
Yep. I'll give you money. But
nice. Yeah. That's cool. That's the one thing I hate. Like Fountain Valley's cool. There's one homeless person, and his name's Ralph. And I know that because I've taken him to the hospital before.
That's crazy.
He got hit by a bus. But he's so homeless, he couldn't sue the bus. Yeah.
I would have fucking fronted him the money to pay for a lawyer and then be like, look, motherfucker, I get half of the $500,000.
No, dude. My other buddy got hit by a bus riding his bike. He got almost $2 million.
I almost got ran over the other day. By
Do
a bus
it.
When I was walking my dog.
Do it. Let the bus run you over.
I know.
But get out of the way at the same
time. I had my
time.
Dog. I didn't want my dog to die. If it was just me, I would have taken
$2 million. That's insane.
Yeah, it's the city. You can get whatever you want from the city.
You'd give me half. We'd be chilling.
If I got... I've thought about this. If I like won the lottery,
yeah.
I have such a small circle anyway. That like it depends on how much I won.
Yeah.
Depending on how much I get. Like if I won like $900 million from the lottery.
$900 million? Has it ever been up that high?
Yeah, it's been like $1.4 billion before.
Really?
Yes, bro.
Oh shit.
Like the lottery in Austin right now is at like $600 million right now.
Wow.
Yeah. And so like if I won that, I would probably give you like $10 million. I'd give Amy $10 million. I'd give my mom $15 million.
I think I need more than Amy.
Huh?
I think I need just like
no,
one
because
more
we
than
would, because like here's the thing. I would buy like a crazy property and like that's it. Like I would give you guys $10 million and then it would just be like, you don't need more than $10 million. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah, that's enough for you and your kids. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like $10 million, and then it's also like I don't know. I still wouldn't pay my tolls. You suck my ass. I'm not paying my tolls.
Come find me, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm on the biggest estate of Texas.
I'm on the ranch. You're not going to find my ass.
And if you cross this border, I'm going to shoot you.
I will have armed security on the property.
So rich that you have a border. You're like, I built the wall.
Anyway, is there anything that you wanted to talk about? We've been rolling for an hour and a half. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about? Or are you chilling?
Oh, I'm chilling, dude. I'm just rolling with the punches here.
This is a ton of fun. This is Marissa Castro 2.
Part 2.
Episode 230.
Not as juicy, but it's all right.
I know. It was still a lot of fun.
We had to behave.
I know. We had to tone it down. We had a lot of fun, though. This was a good episode. Yeah. I leave the final minute of the podcast to the guests to say whatever, plug whatever, any final parting words of wisdom you might have in case you die on the way home from my show tonight. This next minute is all yours.
All right. I don't need to plug anything because I don't need follows. I don't do shit. But fucking come to his shows. Come to his shows. You guys need to show up. All these people talk about listening to the podcast, saying how great you are. Come to the fucking shows. Pay the $15. You're not broke. You got $15.
You find that shit on the ground, dog.
Yeah. McDonald's is $15. You eat there. So come to the show.
Thanks for doing the podcast.
Thanks, man.